Take it down.
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 Boy, that sounds good. Sounds good. It's good to see every one of y'all out here today. Thank y'all for fighting this fight for us. Thank you. Give yourself a hand. But we need this more. We need more of this. Thank you, Indigo Girls. I want to ask y'all, can I borrow the car that y'all came in? Because y'all brought a lot of people with y'all. But thank y'all, and wonderful job. Indigo Girls, my first time ever experiencing you guys. And it's beautiful. And thank you for coming here and spreading that beauty all over the city, right here in front of this courthouse. But we can't forget the ugliness that's here also. See, the Indigo Girls can sing and bless us with those lovely voices, those meaningful words that come out of their mouth. But let's not forget that just the other day, Camille was having a conversation with our mayor. And he spoke to Camille and told Camille, why don't you just quit?
Right?
Why don't you do good?
She is
just do good. What that sounded like to me was, Camille, get back in your place.
Come on, with it. Come on with it.
What that sounded like to me. And then he went on to follow up with, you disturbing people down here trying to just eat a meal. You're violating their civil rights. Did he say that? But he didn't realize that what Camille is fighting for is standing right there violating our civil rights every single time. But that's what they used to do. They used to stand here and tell us that you can't vote. We had to fight for that. Come on, guys. We need more of this right here in the city of Florence, because the people matter. The people matter. And the louder we can get, I think after then, the mayor just might hear us. Because up to this point, he acted as if he can't. Because he could speak to what they said to him, but he can't speak to what we've been screaming, Camille, now for 3 years. For 3 years? This steady protest has been going on for 12 weeks now? Right here. And he still can't hear the pain that black folks experience when they come down here to see him? And then we got counter protesters back there, counter protesting. That's good. Like my sister said, we ain't scared. What we need, because even though the movement is real and it's real people out here protesting, this thing gets long, and we talk about it all the time. It's not a race, it's a marathon. And so we need people to come hold our hand, to come take the baton, to help us carry this thing on. Because in 2025, sometime like that, we want to be looking back on this time. And I want all of y'all, raise your fist one more time, to say, I was a part of that. I helped get that thing up out of here. See, we ain't trying to destroy it, we're just trying to replace it. We're trying to relocate it. That's all. We should be out there with hammers and jackhammers tearing that damn thing up. We ain't doing that. see that racist damn thing. See, I ought to go. No.
Come on, man. Come on.